Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, good afternoon. I'm Emma McCarthy. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone has delivered a letter to the faithful in Cuba on behalf of Pope Benedict XVI. The Cardinal arrived in the capital Havana Wednesday night on a visit to mark the 10th anniversary of Pope John Paul II's apostolic trip to the nation in 1998. On Thursday, the Cardinal met with bishops after celebrating Mass in the capital's cathedral in Plaza de Havana. There he read Pope Benedict XVI's message, which begins with words of encouragement that the God of hope filled the church in Cuba with peace in the faith. Pope Benedict XVI writes that he feels spiritually present among the Cuban faithful through the presence of Cardinal Bertone, and that he constantly prays the Lord grant the bishops and their flock the strength and generosity to live the gospel each and every day. The Pope recalls the vocation of all baptized to announce the word of God, to promote and participate in the sacraments, because they alone bring people to Christ's salvation, that is the central mission of the Church. The Holy Father writes, often many Christian communities feel oppressed by difficulties, by lack of resources, indifference and even distrust, which can lead to discouragement. In these cases, continues the Pope, the good disciple is comforted by the words of the Master, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." Even a small light of hope, notes the Pope, can illuminate all homes. How many small gestures of everyday friendship, goodwill and respect, care for those who suffer, allow us to glimpse the limitless love of God for each one of us. This is why, writes the Pope, the mission of the Church in Cuba is of great importance. Its care for those who are most in need, its attention through concrete acts for men and women in every social condition, who merit being helped not only materially, but also to be welcomed with affection and understanding. The Pope writes that he personally gives his heartfelt thanks to all of those who sacrifice themselves to helping others.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.